Thank you very much. It's for me such an honor to be here in this great meeting, great organization. Well, my presentation is titled The Increasing of the Use of Long-Acting Reversive Contraception in El Salvador, Focus on IUD Revitalization. The main learning objective of this presentation is to understand the main changes in attitudes and practice toward long-active reversible contraceptive methods that occur in El Salvador among private and public sector providers of sexual and reproductive health services. I want to make a little background, to help background of El Salvador. We have a maternal mortality ratio reported in 2009 of 64.5 per 100,000 live births, an infant mortality less than 1 year of 21.5 per 1,000 live births, a life expectancy of birth in years of 72. We have a total population in the last census in 2007 that it was 5.7 million people, and a territorial extension in square kilometers of 21. We are the smallest country in Central America, and an annual birth of 124,000 births. We are the most density populated country in Central America. In El Salvador, 42% of pregnancies are unintended, and 42.8% of pregnancies among women less than 20 years and are unintended. In 2008, the National Family Health Survey reports that the use of the IUD was less than 1%, 0.8%. And the IUD was one of the lesser known contraceptive methods in El Salvador, previous to the Women's Health Project, in which I work with PSI PASMO in El Salvador, that we began our labor in the second semester of 2008, but the assistance attention and insertion began in January of 2009. This table takes a little trends of the use of family planning methods and the total fertility ratio in the last 15 years in El Salvador among married women of 15% and 44%. As you can see, and how we look in the other session is similar to most of the Latin American countries, the most, but we have a contraceptive prevalence ratio of use in the, according to the last family health survey, of 72.5% among women, married women, 15 and 44 years. And a fertility ratio, total fertility ratio of 2.5%. But when you analyze this fertility ratio among the rural population, the rural women and less educated women is higher, it's almost 4. So we have to make this analysis. The contraceptive use in El Salvador, this graphic illustrated the contraceptive use in El Salvador. Our the most used contraceptive in El Salvador is the surgical sterilization, the tubal ligation, with 32%, and in temporary is are injectables, followed by condoms, then orals. Orals first, then condoms, naturals, and the IUD. In this part that you can see here is less than 1%. I included in this graphic, but in the final report of the family health survey, not even is included. They just say it's others that include IUD, implants, patch, etc. So I included this. In 2000, this Orod, Carranza, and Johnson made this This latest study to determine the reasons of the low IUD use in El Salvador. And they conclude that there was because of the rumors and myths among the providers and clients of the IUD, insufficient attention to the method during the counseling sessions, and insufficient providing experience with the IUD. This caused that when a client demand the IUD, the providers prefer to say no, or what is worse, prefer to talk bad about the method and give another method because they don't know how to insert it, or they can't, or they be afraid or have myths about the methods. So this is what the scenario was in 2008, and we began our project, how to say, about October 2008, with the main objectives of reduce the unwanted and unplanned pregnancy, morbidity and mortality, and infant mortality. Increase women's access to family planning information and services, and long after reversal contraception methods. And the other great objective is an establish a network of public and private providers that incorporate long active methods into its services. For example, the Ministry of Health, Social Security Institute, and non-government organization, and private providers. This is a map of my country with the 2,062 municipalities, and the points graphic where we were working in 2009. As you can see, our activity was concentrated in this part of the country with 30% of the population lives in two departments, in two provinces, San Salvador, where the capital is, and La Libertad. And our activities was concentrated mostly in 2009 in the public clinics, Ministry of Health clinics, and a little part in social securities. So our key program strategies by 2009 were, first of all, give a provider competency-based training. For Salvadorian system was kind of new, this type of training, of basic competency. Then when we assure that the provider is totally competent in the procedure of the insertion of the IUD, we pass to another part of the training that is on the job, given technical support and coaching. We divided it, depends of the ability and depends of the time. Some providers need technical support at least every 2 weeks, every month. Others, more abilities, with more abilities, need support every 3 months, for example. Then one of the most important part is to the enforcement of balanced planning counseling in the system. Not even when the providers have some abilities, but what we have done is give more technical resources to inform this counseling for being more effective. And they can use better their time. Something that is very new for Salvadorian environment is the use of social marketing techniques to create informant demand for the IUD. This passed for the principal activities, that is interpersonal communication activities, face-to-face. Our educators or community health workers approaching to the clients in the waiting room of the clinics, and then give a very basic information of all the methods and who are interested in have an IUD or an implant, but right now we're talking about IUD. Then they pass to a face-to-face more specific information previous to go with the provider and have a basic counseling. That makes more easy the things to the provider. We have training NGOs and Ministry of Health, community health workers, with the objective of fight against the myths of all the method that the methods have in this population. All interpersonal education and communication, like health fairs, radio and announce, community radios and announces, and signs in the clinics, give brochures, etc., things like that. One is thing that is very important is the peer education. Our community health workers identified satisfied users of the methods, not necessary with our program previously to our program, and we encourage them to help us to talk about their experience with the IUD to other users, and this is a very valuable resource and very useful resource that we have implement. The other thing that is kind of new is meeting between neighbors. Our communities are they know everybody, they know each other, and so our community health workers make a little reunions in the houses. For example, the one that the people who sell Mary Kay, Avon, or Rina were, something like this, give a coffee, a cookie, and they began to talk about family planning. Sometimes there is a satisfied users, sometimes don't. And they talk about their experience in family planning, what method they have, et cetera, and the satisfaction with the method. And those who are not so satisfied and are interested in having an IUD insertion, okay, they get a reference to a clinic when they can get the method, private or public, but they have a reference. This is kind of new. We are coming to implement it. And the other activity is in the public clinics, they used to have clubs of pregnant mothers, teenage mothers, and mothers who was breastfeeding. And in these clubs, we give the information of IUD, and then they can have the method. Another is expanding the offer, like we're talking about, interval IUD mostly, but something that is new in El Salvador, even when in the Minister of Health norms, it is include the postpartum IUD or post-miscarriage. The abortion is illegal in El Salvador. So, but we can have IUD post-obstetric event. This is totally new, and we are expanding this training and this provision. Among public and private sector, we are expanded to a convenience hour. We are detecting and we are enriching our net of providers, private providers, to providers that are interested in give the attention after hours, for example, after labor hours or weekends, Saturday or Sundays. And implementation of quality standard of IUD. What we saw in 2008 that the providers that insert IUD, they insert as they have learned. And sometimes they have learned not in an appropriate way. So they insert like they want. What are we doing right now is it's given a standard of the procedure so we can control better the quality of the things. Our master trainer monitorized the quality of IUD insertion with all the factors, still the pre-counseling, the infection prevention, the technical procedure, the post-counseling, and the follow-up during the routine visit. And then we have implemented an MIS system to collect all the data that we can among the women that have an IUD. This graphic illustrates the IUDs in this bar, the IUDs that Minister of Health inserted in 2008 when we are not working, and they inserted a little more than 2,000 IUDs in the whole country in 2008. When the Women's Health Project working with the Minister of Health and some little private and Social Security, we achieved 6,380 IUDs inserted just in two provinces. Almost the three times what the Minister of Health done in the whole country. And this is what are our achievement until September of this year, including this. So this is a kind of way to see that what was not doing the Minister of Health is giving good information to the clients, giving good information, giving good balancing counseling, giving real options to the clients to in order to have another methods and good methods. This says the women's health product insertion by distribution channel during 2009 and 2010. You can see that during 2009, our activities were most concentrated in the Minister of Health. 75% of this 6,000 was concentrated in the Minister of Health, a little part of it in the Social Security, and then private. When we analyze, until September, you can see the change of these trends. In 2010, we are more concentrated in the activities in the private sector, including Social Security, because it's a prepaid service for the women. And we changed this. This is changing among the months, about 40, 45, but it's almost in the same during the months. This is a graphic of the removals during the 2009. Of these 6,300, we had only 110 removals, most of it caused by what we call a domestic violence, and the husbands or the partner of the couple ask the women and obligate the women to have a remover of the insertion, even the implant, because of myths, many myths. For example, that the women can have another couple, or that it caused some bad sensation during the intercourse, etc. But right now, that is kind of is given a twist. The removals that we are having are more because of secondary effects, pain, bleeding, etc. But it is as a second and third cause, it depends on the month, always the couple violence or the domestic violence that we're talking about. So with this data, we conclude that the PSI PASMO is increasing the perception among women and providers that the IUD is a safe, effective family planning method and is improving the quality of IUD services within the private and public sector. She's one of our master trainers when she was in the training part. And what are we doing today? We are concentrated in ensuring the program sustainability. With concentrated our actions in the private sector, private and social security sector, and expanded the private provided networks with NGOs and most of it NGOs, municipality clinics, and private providers, and increasing the numbers of women seeking long-acting methods through interpersonal education and intercommunication, and we are beginning to use mass communication methods too. And we are concentrated too, it's a very important, what has made some difference between other projects that was before in El Salvador, the quality insurance. The providers and the Minister of Health authorities and the private sector and Social Security recognize that this is a very important part of our work, the quality assurance, the technical support, the coaching, not the visit that goes to see what are you doing bad, and instead of that is a coaching as a visit that say, what can I help you? What can I do for you? This is the difference of our activity and the implementation of a high quality MIS where all the epidemiological variables are taken with very, very carefully. So we recommend that the focus of the program efforts on generating informal demand of IUD services and matching it with high quality supply of IUD services, and continue to provide on-the-job training and supervision to enable provider competency and confidence in IUD insertion services. That is one of activities that we are doing. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much for your presentation. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank each of our presenters, and I really appreciate that in this room we could have an intellectual discussion of such varied settings where we have highly effective contraception and a wonderful program and no legal abortion all the way to the Ukraine where there's legal and free abortion and no highly effective contraception in between in Mexico and the US. So thank you very much. Are there a few quick questions we have for our presenters?
I was wondering why there was the shift from the public sector MOH to the private sector, and if that's sort of a financial decision. I think there was a pie chart, sort of side-by-side pie that you presented, and it looked like the program was shifting from MOH to the Social Security hospitals as well as private providers. And I was just wondering how that might affect access for poor women to the IUD.
Well, we are assuring that the decision was made, most of it, because of the sustainability of the program. In previous programs in El Salvador, the experience was that, the institutions or the NGOs end the projects and the programs begin to fall. That was one of the main things. We are assuring that the private providers are with social sensitivity. We have all kinds of providers, most of it with low rates. For example, we have provided the charge $3, $5 for an IUD insertion. And we have a few that can charge $150 for an insertion, but it's another part of the capital, another part of population, not our priority. Our priority are providers that charge this kind of low rates and the attend population that can pay these low rates. So this is our concentration. And most of it is a prepaid service that is the Social Security. Social Security make a discount or of the salary of the worker goes to finance the health services, and the contractor pay another part of this fund. So it's a prepaid services. We are assuring that no sacrifice accessibility for price, but we are electing this kind of provider with social sensitivity. Okay. Who else? Yes?
I'm wondering if your removal rate for the IUD seems really, really low compared to other things I've seen. Is it possible that women are going to other providers to have them removed because they're embarrassed to go back to the people that put them in? Because we see that here.
Yes, and it's a very good question. We see we are seeing that in El Salvador too. Probably is one of the greatest. We are intended. We are trying to improve that collect data from the providers. We are a small country. We are a small city, and we know almost each other. So when we detect a removal, we try to go to the clinic and get the data. When was inserted? Who was inserted? And why was the removal? We are trying to improve that. But yes, is one of the probably reasons. Yes, we have that.
Okay, thanks. Maybe if these other questions, if you can come up and speak to your speaker, because we have run out of time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.